Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. We just had Steve Smith on last hour, and he was wild. I mean, he was awesome. He couldn't get Kevin Stefanski's name right, but he took us inside the mind of a top wide receiver like we've never experienced before. You know, and I mean, I know you've talked to him before, and I think he did a call that you were on, I think, in the last day or two. He's fascinating to talk to, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, yes, he was on the NFL Network call that I was on yesterday with Joe Thomas, and Colleen Wolf was on there. And he got going a little bit on the whole Odell thing yesterday with us. And he was fascinating. You're right. It was very interesting to hear his perspective about, you know, how you need to handle a star receiver like that. And, of course, you know, he's coming from a certain bias towards receivers, obviously, but right. Still, I thought it was very interesting.
Do you think that Odell, potentially Mary Kay, is a distraction, not in a bad, like, not like he's a bad guy, but like the fact that they're trying to get the football to him, that it can be kind of derailing to the offense at times?
Yeah, that could happen, and I think that we have to watch this over the next few weeks and see if it continues on like that, because I do think that it was a little bit of a problem last year, and I think it was a problem in this past game. If he's, if he's your first read, or if you feel that you have to continue to go to him to the detriment of other players on the team, and those guys just don't have the connection, then I think it could be an issue. But I also think that once Baker gets a little bit more comfortable in this offense, and once they start to be able to use a little bit more of the things that we've all been talking about, such as the play action that they got away from in this past game, it should open things up for Odell and for Austin Baker.
I agree with you, Mary Kay. I also think this everybody jumped on, well, he got 10 targets and only 3 catches, so they were forcing it to him. I don't believe that for a minute. In fact, Steve Smith pointed out a couple of those were throwaways and shouldn't even count as targets. But if he had caught, if they had thrown him 15 targets and he caught 12 for 150 yards, nobody would be saying they're forcing it to him. So we only say it's forcing it to him when most of those targets go uncaught. That's how I see it. What about you?
Well, here's the thing. If Odell isn't necessarily winning, you know, most of his matchups, or, you know, in this particular game, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, they were winning their fair share. So it's not like he was matched up against, I don't even know who, Robert Jackson in practice or something like that, an inexperienced guy. He was going up against Pro Bowl cornerbacks, and he wasn't going to win every single matchup. It was a good battle that was going on out there. And in those situations, sometimes you do have to look elsewhere, even if he's singled up with one of those guys.
Mary Kay, in terms of this offense, you know, I asked Steve, I said, you know, can the Browns run the ball 40 times a game? And you know, I think they can. I think they'd have success. But he talked about how, you know, that would not be great as a wide receiver because you want to get some action and all that stuff. I understand that. But if the Browns are winning and having success with that, you know, area of the offense, I think you should do it. I mean, what say you? I mean, would you run a lot more if you're the Browns? I think you should.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And I think that they will probably get back to those basics tonight. I think that they match up better on the, you know, in the trenches with the Bengals. And I do think that they should have an easier time of running the ball, and I think that they will do that. The Chargers put up 155 yards on those guys. They do not have Geno Atkins, 8-time Pro Bowler. They don't have Mike Daniels. This lends itself to just pounding that ball with Nick and Kareem. But, of course, you can't do that all the time. You're going to have to take your shots. But I think that it will look a lot more like what we expected it to look tonight.
If it doesn't, Mary Kay, if they lose to the Bengals at home in this second game and they continue to struggle for, let's say, 4-6 weeks, is there a chance that Baker could get benched?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, Joe Thomas disagrees with me on that. I asked him about that on that call yesterday. I said, hey, does this give him a shorter leash that Case Keenum is here and Kevin Stefanski knows him, likes him? And Joe said, I just don't see any situation where that would happen. They believe that they want Baker to play all 16 games so that they know exactly what they have going into this pivotal offseason with him. But I disagree. I don't think that Kevin Stefanski is going to take chances on losing games if he thinks he can win them with someone else. So if Baker starts to throw interceptions and he's a reason that they're not winning, I 100% think that he would try something else.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think I agree with you 100%. Mary Kay, how big of a game is this tonight? I mean, in terms of, you know, week two of a season, it's hard to say it's a must win, but it does feel like that. It feels like the Browns do not win this game, the town's going to burn down because the fans are going to be so upset.
Well, it does have that sort of must win sense of urgency feel to it because, you know, we've seen these statistics year after year after year. If you start out 0-2, your chances of making the playoffs are something like, I don't know, it's like 17% or 18% or usually somewhere around there. So it's vital that they win this game or you start to question things. You start to worry about where this thing is headed, how these things are going. You know, then that's when you start to have the rumblings about should they make a change at quarterback? Should they trade Odell? You know, all of those things will quiet down if they can go out and win this football game. And I think they can. But what we don't know about this game is how is Joe Burrow going to respond? You know, he's got that, you know, first game now under his belt. He kind of knows a little bit more than he did last week about what this is all about. You know, how does he come back from that game, which could actually have been a victory for him? And, you know, he's got A.J. Green. He's got Joe Mixon. He's got talent around him. And these guys beat the Browns in the season finale last year. So it's not like they're just any old 2-14 football team coming in here. It's one that, you know, that beat Cleveland in their last meeting. So I think it's intriguing. It's interesting. But the Browns better darn well come out of it here with a victory.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Let's talk about the injuries, Mary Kay. There's a report this morning that I think Pelissero said Landry was going to play. What do we know about him, and what about the offensive lineman? Because I know both starting tackles and Treader are questionable. I always assume Treader is going to play. What about him? What about the tackles?
Well, you know, I think the one to keep an eye on would be Jack Conklin because he has this ankle injury. So that's one to wonder tonight, is he going to be able to play this game. Now, I think Jed Wills will be able to play with the shin. Some of the questionables are just, as you mentioned, are just, you know, almost formalities like they are with the J.C. Treader. J.C. is going to get out there, I think, and he's going to play. I think Jed Wills will play. I wonder about Jack Conklin. I wonder about a few others. I don't think there's an issue with Jarvis. I think that it's just going to be like that on and off throughout the season with the hip injury. As far as Olivier Vernon, that's another one I would like to keep an eye on tonight because all of a sudden now he's got this abdomen injury that we didn't really know about. And, you know, and he's questionable. So I think that's one also.
Let me just follow up on that really quick, Mary Kay. If Conklin can't go. We know Hubbard probably is. I mean, I'm assuming he's not playing this week. So I guess it would be Kendall Lamb who came in at left tackle last week. Would he play right tackle, or could Hubbard possibly do it?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure exactly who would they plug in there, because Chris did come back to practice this week with the ankle. He's also questionable, but he's got obviously a lot of experience over there. So it would either be Kendall Lamb or Chris Hubbard, depending on how healthy Chris feels tonight.
Mary Kay, how concerned should we be with the back end of the Browns defense? Obviously the front four, the defensive line's fantastic, we know that. But like the linebackers, the secondary with the injuries and the lack of depth, it seemed to be kind of glaring on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, the defense was also put in some really tough spots, and that didn't help matters at all. And they are so banged up back there, and I think that's a key issue. I'm looking out at that secondary and thinking, they're supposed to have Grant Delpit and Greedy Williams and Kevin Johnson out there. You know, three of your top five defensive backs not there. That's huge. That's a lot to overcome. And then you take Mack Wilson out of the equation, and now you've got Jacob Phillips missing this game, who, you know, spent some time replacing him. So they're pretty banged up once you get past the defensive line. And now, as I mentioned, who knows if O will even be able to play.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. All right, Mary Kay, let's talk about special teams a little bit, because the Browns changed kickers this week. And my question, I guess, is, and I know Austin Seibert's on the Bengals, although it doesn't seem like he's going to play, but it gives him a little help on special teams, having him around, maybe knowing some game plans or certain things. I don't know. But if you had so little faith in Austin Seibert going into the season, why did they even let him start the year with the team?
You know what? I think they thought and felt that he made enough progress and got better from last year, and I think they thought he was going to be okay. If they didn't, I don't think they would have stuck by him. So I think they were probably kind of surprised that he went out there and did that. Maybe they should have seen it coming. You know, there were, I think, a few signs that this might not be going well. But I guess they probably figured, you know, it's a kicker. If it doesn't go well, we can go get another one.
All right, Mary Kay, great stuff. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Good. Thanks,
well,
Mary Kay.
Wait, actually, but we can't let you go without making a prediction. What's your prediction for the game?
Yeah, I think the Browns are going to win this game, and I believe the score that I picked was something like 23-20.
All right, so you're taking the Bengals plus 6 is what you're saying. Bengals and spread.
Yeah, I don't have the Browns covering, but I do have them winning this game, just straight up.
That's the most important thing. Thanks, Mary Kay. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Mary.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.